Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Monday, March 20th. After a stronger overnight opening based on Friday's surprises in the commitment of traders report, where we had funds, sellers of over 100,000 contracts of corn on the week taking their pretty substantial long position, about 75,000 contracts, to a short position of about 25,000 contracts, and the wheat short extending, and the beans not quite as long as we thought. We had good openings overnight, but any kind of follow-through failed to materialize, and on the opening today we started to trade lower. So let's take a look first at corn. We have May finishing down 4 cents at 363.5, with December finishing down 3.5 cents at 386.25. We put in a couple of outside days down in the corn, with May taking out Friday and Thursday's highs, and then trading below Friday's and Thursday's lows, and settling right on Thursday's settlement, Thursday's low actually, at 363.5. So this is a pretty weak technical performance after gapping higher overnight. December corn did settle on the 200-day moving average, coming in at about 385.75, so just above that. We'll see if we can get some support out of that. Brazil's ag consultant Safras and Mercado sharply raised Brazil's corn crop to 98 million metric tons. This is about 9 million metric tons above CONAB's latest estimate of 89. This based on a pretty substantial increase in planting, about a third more acres in the first corn crop, and pretty decent weather for the second crop. So we'll have to see how this affects U.S. exports going forward. Export inspections this morning were right in the middle of expectations, 1.33 million metric tons versus guesses of between 1.1 and 1.5. The USDA also announced a sale this morning of 132,000 tons of corn to South Korea. Moving to the wheat, we've got May finishing down 6 cents at 430.25, with Kansas City May finishing down 8.25 cents at 445.25. This on rain chances coming into the plains, including parts of the southwestern plains, which we expect to get maybe 75 to 80% coverage across the whole area. So this immediately put the pressure on wheat to start the day. We have settled in the May wheat again below the 100 and 200 day moving averages, with the 100 day coming in at 437.25, where about 8 cents below there. And in the Kansas City May, we are also settled actually right on the 100-day moving average, coming in at 445.5. So we'll have to see how the market behaves after that. In the beans, we've got May finishing down a half cent at 999.5, with November finishing flat at 993.5. On Friday, we traded above below Wednesday and Thursday's lows, and markets were able to trade back towards the center. Today, we actually traded above Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, and Tuesday's highs, almost all of last week except for Monday, and then the market failed to follow through on the upside and settle back into the middle of this consolidative range we have been in since about the 14th. So wheat content to back and fill as we head into the planting intentions report coming up on the 31st. Brazil's AgriConsul has raised their bean estimate 3.2 million metric tons up to 111 million metric tons. That's 3 million above the USDA's 108. So the South American bean crop continues to grow. We will have to keep an eye on that moving forward. In outside markets, you've got the dollar up 5 points at 116. Crude oil down on the day, down 54 cents a barrel at 48.24. The stock market trading just up a few points at 20,920. And we've got gold trading up $3.80 an ounce at $1,235.50 an ounce. So we'll have to see after this poor technical performance in the grains if we get any sort of turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.